Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
B105.
It's Who Was Right Last Night.
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
And this morning we welcome Diana into the courtroom. Hi, Diana.
Good morning.
And we're going to go to the laundry room with you because you and your husband, Michael, are having a big problem there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess it's become a big problem.
What is going on?
Well, I really can't stand doing laundry. And he used to, you know, just do it. It seems to give him some peace. There's something about it that I think he finds meditative. But lately it's almost like he's on strike. He's just not doing it. So, and sometimes when he does it, he'll he won't do, you know, stuff of mine.
Really?
My underwear doesn't get thrown in there. It's like a silent protest.
Well, why is he protesting?
He just doesn't want to fold the laundry anymore.
Ah, the folding part of it.
That's the worst part of it.
Yeah, right, exactly. It takes time consuming and then you have to put it away. So he's been leaving that.
That's the laborsome part of doing laundry, which, by the way, is never really done. I've said this for years. Laundry's a lifestyle. I enjoy doing laundry, but the easy part is throwing it in the machine and then switching it into the dryer. The comes when it's time to take it out of the dryer.
Right. 100%. He's taken to just stacking a lot of laundry into the laundry basket. And then we fight about, who's going to take all that on and put that, you know, fold it and then put it away.
Some of the things, if you don't fold them right out of the dryer, they're wrinkly.
Exactly. So it's like a much bigger job. So that's our kind of once a week.
So this has escalated now to this point where he's not doing your laundry.
Right. Right.
Wow. Okay. Do you have a closing argument, Diana, before we go to the jury here today?
I do a lot of other stuff. The folding part of it is not my forte, but I will definitely trade that in for some other task if this could continue on. And also, we've been doing it like this for years. And I mean, we've been together a long time. What all of a sudden has shifted that he doesn't want to do it anymore? You know what I mean? Like, it brings him joy. He's even told me he likes doing it.
Well, are you holding up your end of the deal here and doing those other things you're referring to, or are you slacking on your end?
I like to think that I'm holding up my end of the deal and even picking up a little bit of his slack.
Okay.
Well, real quick, do you guys have kids?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, see, now we're adding more laundry into it.
Yeah.
How many kids?
Two.
Yeah.
Ages?
Well, one's not at home anymore, but one is, and there's a lot of laundry.
Yeah, but when the other one comes home, do they bring laundry?
Yeah, but he's pretty good about doing it himself, so I can't really throw that in.
Okay.
So he got that from his dad, huh?
I mean,
she begrudgingly will admit that. Okay. Yeah. All right, Statman, juror member number one, are you team Diana or Michael?
This same argument used to happen in our house all of the time, and I just knocked out a wall in our basement and made our laundry room bigger, so it all just hangs out in the laundry room now. I said I was sick and tired of carrying it upstairs. I'm not putting it away. I'm happy to do the laundry, but it's that extra little labor. I also am not pulling the one leg back out because I don't know what kind of crazy thing happens when my kids take their clothes off, but one pants leg is always inside out. I said, enough of that. I'm just going to fold it with one leg inside out, one leg right side up.
Good for you. You took a stand.
Yeah, but I still pulled out and I'll fold it in a way. Same with T-shirts. If it comes inside out, you're going to get it folded inside out back.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't need to be petty and silent protest. Just help out every now and then. It's a never-ending life cycle of laundry. Don't sweat the small stuff, I guess I'm saying. I am going to be on Michael's team, though. He's not handling it right, though.
All right, real quick, Stat, my favorite, and this is mainly my son Darren, is when he takes off a pair of sweatpants and they end up inside out, but he took off the underwear at the same time.
Oh.
So those are still attached, but they're inside. It's like, wait a minute, this is like some sort of weird laundry Rubik's Cube I got to figure out here to undo that, then get the underwear out of there. I'm not even sure. It's like he's Houdini or something. All right, how did that happen? I'm going to go with you, yes. Team Diana. I think if you're holding up your end of the deal and this was established that this was his thing, he shouldn't be boycotting and striking and doing whatever he's doing and not doing your laundry. If it's his deal, it's his deal. You've got your deal too. What's one of your deals?
I'm the vacuumer, and I clean the bathroom. No one else does that.
Oh, okay. That's
all right.
Laborsome.
All right,
okay.
Then. Stop all cleaning right. The bathroom and see how he likes them apples. All right, but we're split today. Let's go to our B105 jury. Are you Team Diana or are you Team Michael? And by the way, tell Michael it's called Fluff and Fold. Okay, he's leaving out the fold part and just doing the fluff. So let's see what they think through the app and at 749-B105, okay?
I'll take the fluff, by the way.
All right, line them up right now. There's a couple of open lines left.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
This morning's Who Was Right Last Night is in the laundry room, and that's where Diana and Michael are having a little go at it here. Michael has done the laundry for years, but lately he has taken a silent protest where he's now not folding the laundry. So the laundry is his thing, but he's decided he's not folding it anymore. And he's thinking he needs some help with that. Diana's like, I clean the bathrooms and I vacuum and I hold my end of the deal up. Why is this happening? We split with Ashley out 1-1 for Diana and Michael. So we need some help from the B105 jury. Taylor, where are you? Team Diana or Team Michael?
I think I'm kind of neutral. I would just like to say I have 5 boys at home, and I know how laundry can pile up. But we go to the laundromat to where we can do everything at once. And we go ahead and fold it, and my kids help. And we kind of, like, split our duties at home as well. We're both truck drivers, so we both have very hectic schedules. But we just kind of do what we need to make the household work.
I'm just curious, how do you organize all the duties with the 5 different boys? How do you divide up the work?
My kids help out a lot. I actually have a little app on my phone, and it spins their name, and they kind of get picked every day, like, who does what? So they don't do the same thing every single day.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's how I grew up. We had like a chart, and it was like a rotating.
Yes.
One day you did trash, one day you did something. Okay.
All right, I love it. Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right, Sarah, are you Team Diana or Team Michael here?
Team Michael, being the one that always did the laundry at home when I was a stay-at-home mom. Then I started working, and it got to be too much. So my kids started doing their own laundry. I made sure they all knew how to do it. Because I was tired of saying, hey, here's your clean clothes, put them away. And I have, like, these 4 girls that are all stacked together, and they're like, that's not mine, it's not mine. It's like, it's somebody's. Even if you don't like it, they're your clothes, put them away.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Yep.
And WCBO's John Matarese is here, and he often likes to weigh in on the Who Was Right Last Night. Where are you at on this one, John?
Fold your clothes. Come on, help her out. You know, the easy part, as Stat said, is tossing it in the machine. You know, I can do that. Any 10-year-old can do that. You know, the part that really takes some effort is the folding. And if you don't fold it right away, it's wrinkled forever. So come on, take it out and just do a quick fold of each piece. As you take it out, you'll have nicer clothes. And, you know, happy wife, happy life.
And don't waste your laundry.
Yes, right? Exactly.
All right, what are you working on for 8:15 this morning?
We're putting the Stanley drinking tumbler to the test. Is it really worth $45 or is it all hype?
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show, Monday morning. Time to check in with WCPO Channel 9 consumer reporter John Matarese is here. How you doing, John?
I'm doing well. I got my Stanley drinking cup just like every other cool, trendy person in the Cincinnati area.
Aren't these something? Have you ever seen something as trendy as this?
Oh, my goodness. You know, it used to be a couple years ago, everybody wanted a Yeti cup. Now the Yetis are all in the back of the kitchen cupboard because everyone has to have their Stanley, and especially the ladies. I love the women, but they all need the Stanley. They had a sale at Target where the Valentine's Day cups went on sale, the pink Stanley, and women all rushed the Target stores all over the country.
They camped out.
To get the Stanley Cup. Yep.
And what is it about them? I know Ashley's on vacation and she's gotten a couple of them. And then a couple of the knockoff brands as well.
So we tested it out. We took the Stanley. We bought a Stanley, $45. And then we got a Yeti cup. Those are very popular still. A Hydro Flask. And then finally we went to Walmart. I got the $15 Ozark Trail.
All right.
At Walmart. $15 for the Walmart house brand. Put them to the test. 24-hour test. We put ice in them. We put them outside at WCPO Channel 9 in the parking lot for a couple of hours in the afternoon. Brought them back inside. Tested them. Left them out all night, all morning. 24 hours later, we lifted the lids. This is amazing. The Stanley was the only one that still had ice in it.
Really?
Oh. Yes. It had ice in it. The rest, the ice was pretty much gone.
So it does.
It does. And then we got one of those digital thermometers, kind our weather department has. We can take a picture, shoot the snow or the pavement, and it's real accurate. These are very expensive thermometers. So we then tested the water in each one, and the Stanley was the coldest at 37 degrees. Yeah, yeah. Second place, this is great. The Walmart $15 cup. Ozark Trail, baby. Ozark Trail from Walmart, really? $15, 42 degrees, second place.
Can I just ask the Stanley owners, why do you have a drink sitting around for over 24 hours and need the ice to stay cold?
You need a drink for 48 hours, exactly. But I guess if you're outside at a ball game, if you're out at a kid's baseball game or something, or at the pool, working on the car, you know, it's nice to have that. So it was the coldest. Second place was Walmart, $15. Third place was Yeti, and the warmest of them all was the Hydro Flask.
The Hydro Flask.
Yeah, how about that? So, Stanley, a lot of hype, but it kept the drink colder. You know, I tested them all at the end. And by the way, it was just water stat, not beer.
We should do another test.
Next test of beer. I tested them all, and they all tasted cold.
Okay.
So, there you go. Get whatever cup you want. So, I would say don't waste your money.
What are we working on tonight, John?
Oh, mortgage rates still high. They were supposed to fall this spring. Talk to some frustrated home buyers and sellers later today.
The Big Dave Podcast.
They said over 39,000 participants in a race of some sort over the weekend. And one of those 39,000 was your brother-in-law, Statman.
Yes, and his best friend since elementary school, Tim Mosley, who's also the principal down in Campbell County at the middle school there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they had so much fun. I cheered them on for a little bit, but I didn't make it to the finish line in time for them to cross.
It's hard. They did the half marathon, that's amazing. That's, 13.1 miles.
Yeah, and the signs were hilarious, by the way. Mm-hmm. A lot of don't trust a fart. a statistic I learned while I was down there is 1 in 100 runners mess their shorts.
Oh, really?
They trusted a fart that they shouldn't have.
They shouldn't have,
1 in 100.
Well,
that's kind of crazy. But congratulations to the winners, Jason Saylor. He did the 23 or 26, sorry, miles in 2 hours and 26 minutes.
Yeah, he's the first back-to-back winner since 2014, and he's from Tip City, Ohio, not far from Dayton. Yeah, so he's
a Buckeye,
local guy.
Kind of cool.
That's amazing. And then the woman's winner, too.
Yeah, Olivia Anger. She ran with anger.
Mm-hmm.
And she was 2 hours and 43 minutes, which I don't think I could drive.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I've done the relay a number of times, but my top is like 7 miles is the longest point I had to run. I couldn't do it. So how did he feel after the race?
They did okay. Tim was really sore. He took him a while to get in his car and drive home. But I guess they did okay. It was also my brother-in-law's birthday, so he just went right from the flying pig, taking a shower, putting on his like birthday tuxedo thing that was total Cinco de Mayo theme.
Yeah.
And then we had tacos and ole. And
hey, you can eat whatever you want after you run that stuff.
That's exactly. And he ate a lot.
For sure. Well, congratulations to all the runners and everybody that participated in this year's Flying Pig Marathon. And congratulations to the organizers of the Flying Pig, because USA Today named it the top marathon in the United States of America.
And it's because everybody along the parade, the running course, mm-hmm. like you got bands playing.
Oh, yeah.
The people with the signs, cheerleaders.
Think about that. It's over the Boston, the New York Marathon, all those Flying Pig and Cincinnati tops.
Pretty
in America.
Cool.
Great to have that little honor right here in the Queen City. It's 6:14.
Let's more of the Big Dave podcast.
B105, the Big Dave show. So Friday after the show, I had to do something the opposite of what I did back in August. In August, that was move Dara into her dorm room at Xavier, which was pretty easy. They had all these volunteers there with these huge, wheeled apparatuses that you could put all their stuff in, and they took it right to their dorm. Hey, put it all in here. So that was easy. And then we went in and set her up. The other day, though, I had to move her out at the end of the year. So she's out of the dorm for the summer. And I got to tell you, I don't know how she got all the stuff that she had in her room. I mean, the dorm rooms are tiny.
But they just start collecting things and things start building up. So how much of the stuff that you moved in lasted to the end of the year?
Oh, it all lasted. And then somehow or another, it multiplied. And I'm telling you what, 2 truckloads. I had to make 2 trips.
What?
From Xavier to Fort Mitchell and back. And I filled up. Truck. I mean, to the point where I couldn't fit another thing in with a shoehorn.
What was the bulk of the stuff?
Clothes, pillows, just things that they had accumulated. And her roommate stuff, she'd already moved back to Columbus. She was gone. So I'm not even sure when I walked in there how it was possible that another girl was also in there before and had just as much stuff as Dara did.
Did the roommate leave some stuff behind?
Nope. It was all Dara's. It was all hers, but my goodness gracious. And they had a rug in there, a big rug. So I rolled that up and carried that out by myself. And it was so dusty that I sneezed for 2 hours afterwards.
Aww.
It was just, I don't know. I mean, is it even possible to get more stuff in there? I had to talk to her. I was like, you know what? I don't think you need this many stuffed animals, honestly.
Oh,
I mean,
so stuffed animals.
Two garbage bags full of stuffed animals.
Like the Squishmallow?
The Squishmallows. One of them is a big baby Yoda. And then that was almost a garbage bag by itself. So I should have said 3. So, yes, I don't even know where they all came from. But I'm just curious, has anybody else, because this was my first time doing it, has anybody else experienced this? Because I know at one trip to my truck, which I had to go up and down stairs all day. Thanks for that.
That's good exercise.
There was a man from Minnesota who was moving his daughter out and going to have to drive back to Minnesota there. And he had one of those huge things, luggage things on the top of his van. And it was so packed full that it would not zip shut. And I was like, brother, do you need a hand there? He's like, if you can help me, it'd be great. We can tag team this thing. So I climb up on the roof of this guy's van and he's pushing it together, squeezing it together while I try to get the zip to go all the way around the thing. So it's not just me.
I don't think you're alone on this.
No. 749-B105. If you moved a kid out of the dorm, and are boys as bad? I don't know that boys shop as much as girls. I hate to make a broad generalization there.
Doubled all of her stuff. You got her there in one trip,
tripled,
one truckload.
Tripled,
and now, wow.
We'll see. We'll see. We might have to rent a shed to store it in, one of those storage places. Just here, put it all in there, and then we'll take it back in August. But 749-B105, can you sympathize with me? Can you relate to this? I'd love to hear from you.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Oh. It's the Big Dave Show, Dad Joke of the Day on B105.
Oh, it's been a while since we've heard from our favorite Claremont Northeastern freshman. Olivia joins us. Good morning, Olivia.
Good morning.
So you only got a few more days to be a freshman. How long until you're out of school for the summer?
I think 14-ish days.
14-ish?
Ish.
Yes.
It amazes me, you guys calling in these kids, and they're like, I can tell you starting in April when I was in school how many more days of school I had. You guys are like, ah, we're having fun. Let's have the joke, Olivia.
What's a cow's favorite drink?
I don't know. What's a cow's favorite drink?
Smoothie.
All right. Oh, boy. Get your butt to school. You only got 14-ish days left.
All righty. Have a good day.
See you, Olivia.
Bye.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Our good vibes today are coming out of Boston, Massachusetts, and that's where their 911 service last week received a call from a man named Chris. He didn't have an emergency to report. Well, it might have been an emergency to him. He was just asking for someone to sing happy birthday to him. Now, let's say this from the start. You're not supposed to call 911 for that.
No, I mean, it's for an emergency.
For emergencies, but they felt sorry for him. So, Boston police officers Israel Bracco and Franklin Ortiz responded to that 911 call. And you think, oh, they're going to go over there and tell him, you're not supposed to do that. No, instead, they stopped at the store, got a big muffin, put some candles in it, lit them, and walked up to the door. Uh-huh. And they sang Chris, happy birthday, right there on the porch.
There you go. Ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Chris. Happy birthday to you. There you go, brother. You want to blow him out? Make a wish. There you go.
You got it, boss.
That's just awesome. I love that. Of course, it was captured on Officer Ortiz, his body camera there. But they're being praised for going above and beyond the line of duty, no doubt, to help out a guy who obviously was a little lonely on his birthday. They made it a lot better. And they say they're happy to do this. And they know that a lot of the kind deeds by police officers go unnoticed. And they're just happy they were able to make this man's day. And they did.
Yeah,
and they made the good vibes this morning, too. Thank you, officers.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Pretty busy weekend around the tri-state, but something pretty big happened Friday afternoon. And Ray from Mainville, you got a question about it now. What you got?
Well, all weekend, the DJs kept announcing that somebody got the answer right on Friday, but they never said who it was.
Oh, you're talking about the 5 at 525 with Jesse and Anna. After 13 months, somebody, Jessica from Cincinnati, got the answer right to question number 5.
And?
And what's it worth to you to know right now, Ray?
Oh, it's not worth anything. I'm just curious.
Come on. No. I'm like a sandwich or maybe a box of donuts or something.
Sure, sandwich.
All right. I don't know if I want anything out of your lunch pail. The question was, this country music singer, just like Jesse Tack, finds it funny how much they love to mow their yard. Haley Witters was the answer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. That's a stretch.
Well, I'm not a stretch. Newcomer, she's got a hot new song with Lee Bryce. I mean, come on.
She sings with Lee Bryce?
Yeah, on a new song. She's had her own song, hit song. She's pretty hot.
All right, good. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Now I can relax.
Okay.
All right.
I would like a pepper jack cheese, a couple of slices of turkey. I'd like it toasted slightly, mayo and mustard, okay?
Well, speak a little louder so the lady here at the deli can hear you.
That's not happening. Yeah, so congratulations, Jessica. She got it. $2,600 is what she won. They'll have a brand new set of questions this afternoon at 5.
At 5:25. Yeah.
Have a great day, you guys.
All right, see you, Ray.
All right, take care.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
It's an honor. It's a distinction to welcome in today's new member, Elizabeth Sams from Edgewood KY. How you doing, Elizabeth?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing great. I got to say, you are the first person we've had that works in the healthcare industry here in Greater Cincinnati.
Oh, really?
No.
It's totally sarcastic.
I tell you what, no. You do prior authorizations at TriHealth. So what does that mean?
So I do prior authorizations for surgeries that are done at TriHealth. Actually, I get to fight your insurance so that you can have the surgery.
Oh, awesome. So
you're,
yeah.
you're the good person there.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it.
One funny thing that jumped out at me is the flamingo is your spirit animal. Please expand on that.
Well, for a couple of reasons. One, you can say things like B105 is flamazing.
Flamazing?
Oh my gosh.
And for two, as a mom, and with it being May on Mother's Day, it's pretty cool that this is what we're talking about. Flamingos lose their color when they have babies. And then as their babies grow up and become independent and leave the nest, the flamingos get their pink back.
I never knew that. That's flamazing.
That is flamazing.
Is that why my wife's hair is turning gray? We just haven't got the kids out of the house yet?
Yes, kick them out.
Something else you say is that your eyes change colors, like the flamingo?
My eyes are gray, and depending on the light and the colors and everything around me, they can be green or blue.
What color do they change when you're mad?
I don't know. Let me ask my husband.
He's the expert on that, right?
He is the expert.
You sound like a lot of fun. And I'm sorry, I got to stop that. And we're happy to have you in the country club here. So only thing left to do is to get your favorite song on. And what do you got?
We're going to see Parker McCollum in September. So I'm going to go with Parker, Burn It Down. It's just a good, fun song. And I can't wait to watch him sing it.
Yeah, I bet you can't, right?
Don't tell my husband that. My eyes.
She's ready to flamingo to the show.
I'm ready to flamingo.
Okay, Elizabeth Sams, welcome to the B105 Country Club, hon.
Thank you.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.